Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 26th day of September. Today we're reading Luke 2, 11 to 30, and we're reading the easy to read version. Today your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth, let there be peace to the people who please him." The angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about." So they went running and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the feeding box. When they saw the baby, they told what the angel said about this child. Everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them. Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand them. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them. When the baby was 8 days old, he was circumcised and he was named Jesus. This name was given by the angel before the baby began to grow inside Mary. The time came for Mary and Joseph to do the things the law of Moses taught about being made pure. They brought Jesus to Jerusalem so that they could present him to the Lord. It is written in the law of the Lord, "When a mother's first baby is a boy, he shall be called special for the Lord." The law of the Lord also says that people must give a sacrifice. You must sacrifice 2 doves or 2 young pigeons. So Joseph and Mary went to Jerusalem to do this. A man named Simeon lived in Jerusalem. He was a good man who was devoted to God. He was waiting for the time when God would come to help Israel. The Holy Spirit was with him. The Holy Spirit told him that he would not die before he saw the Messiah from the Lord. The Spirit led Simeon to the temple, so he was there when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to do what the Jewish law said they must do. Simeon took the baby in his arms and thanked God. "Now, Lord, you can let me, your servant, die in peace, as you said. I have seen with my own eyes that you will save your people." Let's pray that we will strengthen our faith as we go through our life, and especially today. Dear Jesus, please help us to do actions and help us to do things that make our faith in you stronger and filled with love, and help our faith to be pure today. And for the rest of our life, help us to continue to have pure faith. Help us to know that if we lose our faith, we should try to grow it again. If our faith starts fading away, we should bring it back with you. Help us to have pure faith for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye. Thank you.